So this week at Parashas Maaseh, we speak about the 42 Masois, the 42 travels that Am Yisrael did in the Midbar. We have a unique halacha. The Magen Avraham tells us, he brings in the name of the Tzur Hamor, the Mem Beis Masois of Parashas Ve'ele Maaseh, Ein Lafsik Behem, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. You can't do another Aliyah doing the 42 Masois. You can't do a stop. Why? Shuneged Shem Mem Beis. It's connected to the name of Hashem, which is called the Shem Mem Beis. Shem Mem Beis, a big name. We spoke about a little bit the machshava part of the Shem Mem Beis and yesterday, last night's share. But the Shem Mem Beis, we actually use it. We say it at least every Shabbos before Lechadoidi. You say Ana Bekoyach. Ana Bekoyach is the Rosh Hatevis of the Shem Mem Beis. We say it also. Many people say it every day after Kerbonis and Shachris and Mincha.
It's 42 words.
What?
It's 42 words.
Yeah, 42 letters. 42 initials. 42 words. Initials. So, what?
Count the words.
You don't count the without the words, just the initials.
Count the words.
Without the words is more.
It's 42.
42 words. Yeah, so because the initials are amazing. Right. So you have 42 letters, and that's the Shem Mem Beis. And this, because of that name, you have 42 Masois. You're not allowed to stop in the middle. When you read the Torah in Parashat Maaseh, you have to be careful not to stop in the middle. That's what he says. Okay, like I said, the Machshavah we spoke about last night, but here you have the halacha. You're reading the Torah, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. Now, usually it doesn't happen, but there are some years that Parashat Maaseh and Matos Maaseh are not connected. Your Matos is 1 week, and Maaseh another week. By the way, just as a side point, that I saw that the Baal Bnei Yisoscha brings one of the other Sfarim. He says, you know why we're so careful the Matos Maaseh should be together? Because Parshas Matos is the 42nd Pasha of the Torah. Right? You have in Bereishis, you have 12 Pashas, in Shmos you have 11. So that's 23. You have 10 Reikro, 33. And 10 Bamidbar, that's 43. So, Parsha number 42 in the Torah is Matos. Parsha number 43 in the Torah is Maaseh. Because Maaseh speaks about the 42 Masois, so I want to connect it to the 42nd Parsha. So that's why I'm so careful Matos and Maaseh should be together. That's what he says. Interesting point. But the Bible said, usually we don't have Matos and Maaseh together. But some years, very rare that we have Matos and Maaseh disconnected. And when they're not connected, you have to read Parshas Maaseh on Mincha and Sheni V'Chamishi. Where is the 42 Masois mentioned in the Torah? Right away in the beginning of the Parsha. So when we have a halacha, the Magen Avraham tells the halacha, you're not allowed to stop when you're laning the 42 Masois, the 42 stops of Am Yisrael in the Midbar, you should not stop in the middle. Is that only on Shabbos? Or that includes Sheni V'Chamishi? When I'm laying the Torah on Monday and Thursday in Mincha, do I have to read the entire Masois? Or I could do it, or I could stop in the middle. Because in the Torah, I'm in Shabbos to make sure not to stop in the middle. So what is it? Is that halacha apply only to Shabbos? Or is it the Sheni V'Chamishi? Lemay says, so one way to drive it is to, let's see where other place we have a halacha. Do we have to act somewhere in Shabbos? And does it change with Sheni V'Chamishi? And the answer is we do find something. Where do we find it? It says in the we have in the same simen, Shulchan Aruch, the simen Taf Kof Ches. In the same simen, we have another thing called, how do you divide Parshas Ha'azinu? And the Gemara tells us, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Parshas Ha'azinu Michalkim Pashirseo Keder Shei Michalkim Oiso HaMikdash. You divide the Parsha the way they used to divide it in the Beis HaMikdash. And then you have a simen which is called Haziv Lecho. Haziv Lecho is divided Hazinu Ashrei Debero, Zechor Yemoi Salam, right? It's divided a certain way. That the way you divide it, that's the way you're supposed to divide it in shul. So usually in shul we have a flexibility. You can do the aliyah wherever you want. Nikar Debero. Obviously there is some place where it's mekubal to do the aliyah, and we have a kabbalah over here will tell you that if one time they went over the pasuk, the whole shul is upward. But the might say, and you know that by Rav Shai, the Belitsky in his shul, he every Shabbos he would decide where to do the aliyah. would be a random thing. Stop here, stop here. There's no din to do the aliyahs dafka the way we do it. Except Parsha Zazino. Parsha Zazino, you have to divide it in a certain way that's coming from the Gemara, Ziv Lecha. I mean, the Rishayim have different gesoys have to do it. You have to divide it in a certain way. That's what you have to do in Shabbos. What about when you speak about Sheni V'Chamishi? Because when you get before Parsha Zazino, you're supposed to lay in Azinu Lecha Shamayim in the beginning. Do I have to do the same stops? I mean, I have to lay half the Parsha almost on Sheni V'Chamishi. Or Sheni V'Chamishi, I could do the stops wherever I want. That's a discussion that the Rishayim already have. So we know we have to divide in a certain way on Shabbos. What about Sheni V'Chamishi? Says the B'Shesef in Siman Tav Kaf Ches, he brings the Machlekes, and he says the following. He says, In other words, you don't do Haziv L'cha, the entire Siman of Parshas Tzav, and you do half of it. You add the other words in Shabbos. That's how the Mordechai is quoting the Alfasi. Says the Mordechai, we only are careful to do the division on Shabbos. Concludes the Bishayisif, we hold like the Rif, that you're supposed to divide it in during the week the same way you divide in Shabbos. You have to be careful about it. Says the Ramah, Darka Moshe, we don't do like that, we do like the Motre. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't discuss it. Shulchan Aruch, Tzimut HaKuf Ches, only the Ramah. The Ramah says you can divide it any way you want. That's the Tzimut HaKuf Ches, when you bring it after the Shulchan Aruch, says you have to divide that way, says the Ramah, Dafka B'Shabbos HaKapashias, Abba Mincha B'Shabbos HaKishayim Chamishi Ein Machosh. So you see that when we talk about Pashas HaZirin, the way you divide it on Shabbos a certain way, do you have to do it on Monday and Thursday and Mincha Shabbos? So the answer is no. So maybe the same thing. The answer is a machlokes. No. It's a machlokes. The Mordechai holds that you don't have to, and that's the Ramah Paskins. And the Rif says you do, and that's the sounds of the Bishayzef says. So who will that apply the same way over here by the Mem based Masayas? If you're reading it on Sheni V'Chamishi, you'll have to lay the whole Masayas because you can't stop in the middle. Well, that. According to the Bishayis, according to the Mo'al, Avdav, Kon, Shev, Chemesh. Is that the Mechlek, the same thing? So the answer is, the Chura, it's not exactly the same thing. And it could be that here everybody will agree that in Shev, Chemesh, you don't have to. I'll explain this way. I heard this word from my Rebbe, Ramay Shapira, Zechet Zayin Vrocha, a few years ago. We said it in a shir. And then my brother showed me today that Rosh Hashanah Zalman, in the end of Halicha Shloimoi, he has a shtick called a few ma'amarim, and he brings this idea, a little different version, but almost the same thing, in the name of Chaim Brisker. Just, he says something in the name of Chaim, which doesn't fit with another Chaim that I know, but just to say the idea. The idea is like this. When you have Kriyas HaTorah in Shabbos, and you have Kriyas HaTorah in Shevi Chamishi, are they the same, or are they different? Is a different Kriyas HaTorah, Shevi Chamishi, and Shabbos. You think it's the same thing, I'm reading the Torah. Says, the way Rosh Hashanah quotes Chaim Soloveitchik, and that's a hold for Moshe Shapiro. He says the following. Shabbos is the inyan of two things. Either it's Kabbalah HaTorah, every Shabbos is a Kabbalah HaTorah. Chazal say in a few places, every Shabbos is considered to be another Kabbalah HaTorah. When you take the Torah from the Or, when you bring it, is teaching Torah to Am Yisrael. And we have a secondary thing, which is really a continuation of the first, is that you have to finish the whole Torah, Kula, in 1 year. That's our minhag, and even the minhag Eretz Yisrael, we would finish it in a few years. But you have to go through the Torah with Am Yisrael on Shabbos. Sheni V'Chamishi, it's not like that. You just read the same thing you read in Shabbos anyway. Why do we learn the Torah of Sheni V'Chamishi? So Gemara Megillah tells us, she learned something. Don't be without Torah for 3 days. But it's not part of the Mesivus HaTorah that we have in Shabbos. So the Chaim, Sheni V'Chamishi, is this you learned something. It's a union to bring some Torah here to the Tzibur. Sheni Shabbos is when you have to learn Torah. So he says, one of Kamina is, we spoke about it a few months ago, so I'm not going to go too much into it, but just there's a discussion if learning Torah on Shabbos is a chivah individual on the Tzibur. Because any individual has to read the Torah, or it's on the Tzibur to read the Torah. He says, even if you hold that it's a chivah individual, each individual has to be responsible to read the Torah, That's only in Shabbos, not on Sheni V'Chamishi. Because Sheni V'Chamishi is an Indian that we have, the Tzibur cannot allow the Tzibur to go around without learning Torah for 3 days. But the actual learning of Torah, not missing a pasuk, that's something which is only in Shabbos and not with Sheni V'Chamishi. That's what it is. We find also Halacha L'Maaseh is something I just realized it today. That it's a very big enough Kavanah, almost a Raya Brewer to this idea. Because we have a Halacha in Kriyas HaTorah during the week. What happens if you skip the Pasuk in Kriyas HaTorah? The person who the Baal Kriya read, and by mistake, he skipped the Pasuk. So the Halacha is, when you speak about Sheni V'Chamishi, if you speak the Pasuk, it's okay, as long as you read 10 Pesukim. Let's see if I find right now. It says, in Dilik Pasuk Echot, skipped one Pasuk, V'loi Koroi, in Ube Mincha B'Shabbos, or B'Sheni V'Chamishi, skipped the Pasuk on Shabbos, or Mincha Shabbos, Monday and Thursday, V'Koroi Yud Pesukim, V'Lamai, see read 10 Pesukim, V'loi Pasuk, V'Dul, you skipped the Pasuk, Ein Echoizer. Aval B'Shabbos, if you don't look at Pasuk Echot, Choizer B'Koroi, I feel actually is it the Torah. Even if you put the Torah back, you have to go and read it again. Because in Shabbos, you can't miss the Pasuk. Shabbos, you're teaching Torah. So you can't miss one Pasuk. Sheni Chamishi, you're learning something. You learn this, you learn that, you skipped a little bit. It's Nish Kefech, it's a different type, a different sort of limited Torah. Now, to be toiler, this, and the Machloikas of the Mordechai and the Alfasi regarding Parsha Hazinu is very hard to say. Because as we said, the Beseisef and the Ramal, They argue in the same machlokes. Do you have to divide the Hazinu that way or not? And it's hard to say that they're arguing this way. And furthermore, we know, just another point that really goes back a little bit, but connecting to this, is the Gemara in Megillah tells us, what do you read in Sheni V'Chamishi? The Gemara in Megillah tells us, wherever you stopped in Shabbos, you continue on Monday. Where you stopped on Monday, you continue on Thursday. Where you stopped on Thursday, you continue on Shabbos. You always progress in the Torah. We don't pass on that. We pass on the Masechet Sofer. What is passing on the Masechet Sofer? In Sheni V'Chamishi, you just repeat what you said in Mincha and Shabbos, and on Shabbos, you go back. So the Chura, this is really the idea. According to the Gemara, really, Sheni V'Chamishi, you continue to learn the Torah throughout the week. According to our army, because we're not continuing to do the Torah, we're learning the Torah on Shabbos. Sheni V'Chamishi, we learn something which we're going to learn on Shabbos. We don't want to be 3 days to have Torah. That's what we're doing. Shochanot Paskins, the same thing. Paskins, we read in Sheni V'Chamishi, what are you going to read in Shabbos? So there's no machlokes is that in there. So what is the machlokes of the Rif and the Mordechai regarding Haziv L'chol? So if you look back in the Torah, what's the reason that we read this way? Parsha doesn't have to divide this way. So Bishayza brings the Rambam. It's a Toichichol. Haziv Shoyim Adebeiro, Yava. Every division is another muster that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving Am Yisrael. The Ramah brings the Beinu B'chaye. He says, Haziv Lecha, the way you divide it, you get the glory of Torah belongs to Am Yisrael. So it's either Teichecha or glory of Torah. So the Shaila is, do you have to apply a Teichecha or a glory of Torah on Sheni V'Chamishi? You have to do that or not? So the Alfasi says, yes, if I'm anyway giving and learning in any way, you want to give Musa then too. Why not say Musa? Or according to the Rabbeinu Bechaye, you want to speak about the glory of Torah, you're taking the Torah anyway, doing Sheni V'Chamishi as well. The Mordechai says, no, Sheni V'Chamishi, the way anyway not learning Torah and Mamash that way, you don't have to focus on that as well. That's the Machlokes over there. But when we get to here, to Parshas Maaseh, what are we doing? It says, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of 42 Masoros. Why not? So says the Mogen Avraham in the name of Tzor Amar, that's which Tabur means Halacha as well. You now let us stop in the middle of 42 Masoros, because what? Mishu Shekeneged Shem Membeis. It's part of, it's like connected the name Membeis, we said Ono Bekoyach, the 42 letters of Shem Membeis. What do you mean you now let us stop because Shem Membeis? So what? The Ramban tells us, the Kol Torah Kula Shem HaShakosh Boho. You have Ramazim of Hashem and Hashem all over the Torah. So the Mapshat is that the Shem Mem base that we have over here, 42 Masoros, is teaching us something. As we brought yes, last year, the Holy Mephoshim bring that every Masa and Masa that Am Yisrael went through, they had to stand some challenge. And that teaches us how to stand our challenges when we're going through life. One example, as we brought down the Mitzvah, Baal Shem Tov says that every person goes through his life through 42 stages, like Am Yisrael went in the Midbar. There's a process that Am Yisrael went in the Midbar through the 42 Masoros that they achieved through the 42 Masoros. And that's the revelation of this shame called Shem Yim Beis that helps you to elevate yourself. So what is going on? He's teaching you something. You have a limud coming for the 42 Masoros. Says the Mogen Avraham, name of Tzora Mar, don't stop in the middle of the limud. I'm giving you a process. You stop in the middle, you're stopping the process in the middle. Well, Dugma Adavar, it's brought down in the Kerem Shleim and the Shulchan Aruch, and also the Shari Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Margolius, who wrote a whole sefer on Kriyas HaTorah. So when they want to speak about the things that you can't stop in the middle, they put together three things. Shame, Mem Beis Masor, Sefar Shemaseh, don't stop in the middle. Aseret HaDibros, don't stop in the middle of Aseret HaDibros. And Shir HaSayam, don't stop in the middle of Shir HaSayam. Itself, it's all one, it has the Mechaneh Meshutaf, it all has the common denominator between the three. All three is a full process. I'm teaching you something, don't stop in the middle, I'm trying to teach you Aseret HaDibros. You can stop in the middle of Aseret HaDibros. The Az Yashir is teaching you the Shir that Abba Yisrael gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't stop in the middle. You don't stop in the middle of the Shem Mem Beis, which is presented to the Mem Beis Masoros. So when I'm teaching you something, I don't stop in the middle. When do I teach Torah? Do I teach Torah on Sheni V'Chamishi? The answer is no. Sheni V'Chamishi, Me'ikar Adin, and I could do one pasuk here, skip a few pasuk, do another pasuk. I'm not really teaching you anything. It's only to go, not to have 3 days without Torah. My Sheker Shabbos is actually a limu Torah. I'm giving you a process. So in Halen, when I'm telling you not to stop in the middle of the Masoros, because the Sheni Beis, it's only in Shabbos, not in Sheni V'Chamishi. Why is it the Minigan Avisor is not when we have Parshas Masa and Sheni V'Chamishi, you don't read the whole Masoros. You stop in the middle. That's the Minigan Avisor. And I saw that the Dirshim Mishabur brings, that's what they bring in the name of Anoy Ketzon Yosef and the Ketzon Shulchan. Ketzon Shulchan is a famous safe on the Shulchan Aruch. It says you stop in the middle and Sheni V'Chamishi and Parshas Masa. But they bring in the Minogim of Munkach, but Munkach doesn't stop in the middle. So I'm saying the Chorin, based on what we learned today, that the idea is that the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos is a limud Torah. Shem Chamishi is only just, you know, not to go. Not really teaching you something. It's just not to go through 3 days without Torah. There's a big reason to say that Mem Beis Masoros, you don't stop on Shabbos, but you could stop during the week. The meaning that we have makes a lot of sense. It's different than Parshas Hazinu, where there it's a union of Techecho, and it's a union of Aziv Lecho, and very different than Parshas Maaseh, which is a revelation of the Shem Hashem, teaching you a full process. Beseder Gomer. Vaisai. Shkeach. Ah, Mishmei, you stayed till the end. Kavalik. Everybody on Zoom is welcome to come to the shul. We have a lot of room over here. I think we're